And if we don't understand that hyperlocal and stop watching the dumpster fire in Washington, like I said, I didn't understand how we have a moron like Tom Rice end up being our congressman. Two things. Apathy. Biden's not killing this country. Apathy is killing this country. And for those of you that don't feel like looking that up real quick, that means you're not doing anything. That means you're just saying, oh, politics is too stressful for me. But you'll go watch Days of Our Lives because you like that drama. But you don't like the real life drama that's going to affect you in your pocketbook, your house, your freedom, your children, your health. These are things that are real. And if you don't get off your ass and if you don't start to understand who the right people that are out there trying to protect the very flag that's flying in my front yard, or for that matter, 4th of July, so it doesn't turn into a new holiday so that we can make everybody happy. And I'm pissing next to a woman who's dressed as a man. It doesn't, isn't supposed to be that way.
You know, when we first started this show, one of the things that we wanted to do was to have guests on every single show whenever possible. In June, we stopped the show. And I think that I don't want to go into the long story about why that's the case. That was two episodes ago. You can always check our archives and find that out. But in the meantime, we did stop the show and we have since then done two episodes without a guest. But I am very honored, pleased, and blessed to have a guest joining us today. You know, I did want to make sure that since I'm maybe rusty at this, that I would get somebody on who is not controversial, somebody who is easygoing and mild-mannered. So we had Chad Caton join us today. Chad, how are you doing today, sir?
Staying fired up, buddy, always. And that's a heck of an intro. I never got one of those before. The cool, calm, collective guy, not me.
Yes, yes. You are very non-controversial. You never raise a ruckus. The Republican establishment adores you, from what I've heard, especially in South Carolina. Is that a fair assessment? Does the establishment adore you, sir?
The good old boys, we the establishment's for the national, but we call them the good old boys up here in South Carolina. And I'm not on a lot of Christmas card lists. That's for sure. We have stirred the pot and they can't understand why the little rebellion keeps winning.
The little rebellion that keeps winning. Yeah, I can understand that, you know, because people like to win. And when we're beating them, that's when they start to cheat. In which case, that means that as of today and for quite a while, they're in a constant state of cheating. Speaking of cheating, you ran the campaign essentially for Lynn Wood to take over as South Carolina GOP chair. What was that like? I mean, Lynn is just a firecracker. Love that guy. How was that experience trying to get him in there to take down the establishment in South Carolina?
I wish I could say it was my idea. It wasn't. There was a conglomerate. I was the guy that had the opportunity and the time to get out there with Lynn. I worked very closely with him. And when we did go after Drew McKissick here, who is our establishment GOP chairman and resident president of the Rhinos of South Carolina, Lindsey Graham's best buddy, but should say it all at the end of the day. And working with Lynn, and Lynn is a firebrand and really hard to work with, but it was one of the most enjoyable things I ever did in my life. The man loves God and I appreciate that. I'm extremely spiritual. He's extremely religious. There's a difference, of course. And Lynn and his perception, he can understand a situation, the players in the game, if you will, and his perception and what to do about it is very uncanny. I mean, it's amazing how he's able to do it. And there's a lot of good speakers out there, but Lynn Wood can bring the fire in a speech. I mean, he can get people pumped up. And we went after the establishment and let me say this, we lost, but for him to get in with a month, I think, before the election, of basically 700 people making that vote, Lynn didn't go out there because the establishment refused to give him the delegates' names, addresses, and phone numbers. He had no idea who he's even going for as far as a constituency. And he said, well, this is ridiculous. What are we going to do? And I said, we party. And he's like, what? I said, we party. We take Linwood all over this state, and we have rallies just like Donald Trump does, and just like we try to do when we did the Unite for the Republic with General Flynn, which was epic. And we party. And we had Linwood come out. We had Chris Cox from Bikers with Trump. Tracy Beans that spoke. She also is my state executive committee woman, which is epic. I mean, who better to send up there like a firecracker, Tracy Beans from Uncovered DC, to say Horry County's not going with you, Drew, and the rest of the rhinos. You know, we're going to stand on our own. The independent republic, as we like to call ourselves here. Lynn gave us the opportunity on a national stage to really expose the old GOP. The GOP that are the ones that we see in Washington with no spine, that is not, they may stand next to Trump and they may say they like Trump, but in little rooms in their country clubs, they're saying how much they dislike him. We are MAGA. We actually had Drew McKissick come out there after or during the election and state that all MAGA supporters are going to be lepers when we're done. I guess the GOP chairman doesn't want anything to do with MAGA Republicans.
Well, I would say that 80% of the Republican Party would disagree with him, and that's based on polls that it might actually be higher than that. Your focus
around the country is 80%. South Carolina is 98. I would say 98 all day. This is Trump country.
So you guys, you're out there. You've got a lot of things that are happening right now. You know, we haven't had a chance to, I haven't deposed you as a witness yet. So
no, you haven't.
All I've got are, you know, just bits and pieces that I collected. It's been a total of 21 hours since we spoke. So what's happening in your life? What do you have planned? You know, what's your focus? And I heard that you got your show is coming back soon. Is that true?
Don't tell everybody, JD, because, you know, I'm the most canceled. Tracy Beans said it to me, like I'm in a conversation that I'm one of the most canceled little guys ever. I never got a chance to be a big guy because I kept getting canceled everywhere. My Facebook page is Alexzilla Baton because I can't use my name. I can't even use your login for Facebook on my phone. I mean, I am shut down. And what we've got going on right now is constant. You know, the big mission for I'm Fired Up and, you know, the Wolverines, the rebellion that we have here from Red Dawn, if I can, we are actually just chipping away at their weaknesses. One thing I've realized is they've been so complacent as I call them the khaki suit or khaki pants, blue jacket with gold buttons crew. That's your typical jerk of a Republican that'll talk to out of both sides of his mouth. We have chipped away at them and they keep bringing the fight to us and we keep beating them. When we took over the Horry County Republican Party, which Horry County is where Myrtle Beach is at, and arguably one of the most powerful Republican parties in South Carolina, just based off of the tax revenue that comes out of Myrtle Beach and Horry County to the state. My wife single-handedly with a couple of other people working with her in a clandestine way filled all these precincts and they didn't know what to think when it happened. And we legitimately took over. My goal future moving forward, I want to teach the United States. I actually want to teach Democrats. I want you to learn about your reorg because there's a lot of moderate Democrats out there and maybe they don't know about reorg. And if they can learn how to take over their Democratic Party and bring it back to the center, are we not then a two-party system? Right now, if you're on the right and you say anything about Trump or conservative values, you are a racist, right-wing, whatever. I've been called them all. And if you're a leftist, you're a really cool progressive socialist, and that's okay. You're wonderful. We are losing in the propaganda game. They own the media. That's it. That's where it's at. So shows like yours and others out there, and the show we keep getting canceled. We're about getting that message out, and I've really found that the reorg is the special sauce because it brings out all of those people when that. Like-minded people, you know, we're more of a get your face kind of a group. And that's where people are. They're angry right now. They want things done. And they keep looking at their so-called Republican legislator or senator or federal, and they're just placating to them. And they're not getting anything done. So we have taken a part into that anger, and we've given it something to funnel. Instead of, if we do the mundane of like reorgs per se, take over these Republican parties, then this concept of civil war and insurrections and all these terrible words that nobody wants, we do the mundane, we never have to go hot with those barrels. And I think that's super important. And for me as a veteran and a former fireman, firefighter, that's my mission. And I feel in what we did here in Horry County, we pulled the impossible, been told that by so many people. I believe that's what we need to do. And I want to get out there and preach hyper-local and get involved in your reorg. I learned, how did we send these idiots like Tom Rice to Washington? I couldn't understand it. I know a lot of these Republicans. And then I started going to the Republican Party meetings. And I'm like, that's how he got there. Now I understand. So we had to funnel it down and realize, oh, crap, we got to take over the Republican Party and we'll put good people up. So that's my big mission. But the short term, next Friday, we actually have Diamond and Silk coming to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, along with Tracy Beans. We have Kim Klasick actually coming, Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty, and which, get your tea ready, I guess. You know, I gotta get one of the Tupperware tea things so that Uncle Cy thinks I'm cool. But we're gonna have a big shindig called the I Pledge Allegiance Tour. You can go to ipledgeallegiancetour.com. If you're looking for a reason to come to Myrtle Beach, what better than next Friday? And the tickets are on sale there. And we are actually, my favorite part, because you know I'm involved in so many philanthropic things with veterans, we're actually giving one of those really cool wheelchairs with the tracks on it. They're like 20 grand.
Nice.
We're actually giving that to a veteran, and he's going to stand for the first time that night.
Wow. Because that's
wheelchair stands him up. And if you've never been a part of that, and I will live stream it on Fired Up, because if you've never been a part of that, it's powerful. It's really powerful.
Say the date again. When is it?
That is October 29th, Friday, October 29th. And all the information is at ipledgeallegiancetour.com. And please go out there and get tickets. And it, the other thing is if you can't come, obviously, I know you reach a lot of people, JD. It means a lot to us and my groups that we're working with veterans and first responders. We are actually having groups buy tables. And then we give those seats to first responders and veterans to come to this event because, you know, these speakers ask for a lot of money. I know you ask for a ton of money.
I always want more money. Say that again, though. So I want to make sure everybody hears that because you don't have to be able to travel to Myrtle Beach. You don't have to go do this. You can support veterans as well as the conservative cause. By buying these tables where veterans will be able to sit. Explain that one more time for the audience, please.
So on the 29th, I Pledge Allegiance Tour, you go to ipledgeallegiance.com. You can buy a VIP table. That gives 10 veterans or first responders a free seat, a free meet and greet, a free dinner. It gives everything, their VIP, the way they should be treated. And we've had some really good local businesses buy these tables. They're $2,500, so they're a little expensive. And with having as many speakers as we have Pastor Burns, we have, Conservative Ant is going to be there. We have so many, that we have to pay for their travel and all that. And it's hard. So these tables are super important to be able to fill this place with veterans. And we have the veterans, I promise you, because Horry County is the largest settled, veteran county in the state of South Carolina. And me being a veteran, being involved in those, and first responders, being a former fireman, we have all the people we can that I would love for them to have an opportunity to meet Uncle Cy, or for that matter, be at this event. And if anybody out there, please go to ipledgeallegiancetour.com and grab one of those tables if you can't come. And you said it actually helps the conservative cause, our conservative cause. I haven't gone into that because all that is going to be putting first responders and veterans. But here's the kicker. And what's we call the blood sport of Horry County. This is an ugly politics area. Trust me. If you don't, go Google Chad Caton.
Hold that real quick. I wanted to ask that question. I know where you're going with this. I have a preliminary question first that I cannot back down from before we get to that one. Do you said that you mentioned Red Dawn. Did you see the new version of Red Dawn?
I haven't. I
okay, then you're allowed to continue. As long as we're talking about the C. Thomas Howell and Patrick Swayze version, I was about to shut the show down if you would watch the weird one that they put out there with pretty boys and weird stuff. Okay, all right.
Red Dawn so much, the original.
Why? That was one of the greatest movies of all time.
The greatest.
I wanted to be an Eagle Scout and live in the forest and fight Russians and Cubans when I was a kid because of that movie.
Eagle Scout, and I did join the United States Navy Seabees, proud CB, the dirty dozen, and then became a fireman. So Red Dawn has been a big part of my life, and little did I know after I broke my neck in the fire department that I'd end up in politics of all things, or media for that matter, and find myself in a position where I'm yelling at an event, Wolverines.
Yep.
The Thug Army is always out there either yelling, buy more ammo or Wolverine. So
there we go. You know, if you are listening to this on just the audio version on Apple Podcasts or wherever, you're not listening on Spotify because they banned this. Long story. But but if you're listening to us on any of those and not watching the video, then you're missing the great and talented and very patriotic Mike Lindell. He is actually asleep behind me. I can see him right there. He's laying on a MyPillow. On an actual MyPillow. I know it's hard. Anybody who's gone to MyPillow.com knows that he's been doing a lot more than pillows lately. We actually have a MyPillow dog bed for our wonderful, wonderful canine. And she's gone through a lot of dog beds in her life. This is by far, hands down, her favorite. She sleeps a lot more, okay, which is good because she's a very hyperactive dog under normal circumstances. I can thank Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com for that, but I want to talk to you guys today about the offers. There's a lot of people out there who are saying, get the lowest possible price on this, that, or the other by using this code. Look, here's the reality. Because of cancel culture, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have chosen to go to the various conservative networks, podcasts, websites, networks, whatever, and give everybody a promo code. These promo codes are the same, period. They offer the same discounts. I don't care. Mike Lindell, I've been on his show before. He's been on my show before. He has his own code. That code, I've tested this. That code gives you the exact same discount that you would get if you put in code NOQ, N as in Nancy, O-Q. Using the NOQ code helps us here at the J.D. Rucker Show. And I would greatly appreciate it if you would choose us. Okay. We got Christmas around the corner. We've got just lots of reasons to get my pillows. If you use that code, you are helping us directly. And as a listener of the show, watcher, viewer, whatever, it would behoove us all if you would help to keep the show up and running and alive and not going into any other future hiatuses. Is that a word? I don't know. But we're going to use it. We're rolling with it. Just pretend like there's no script and go with it because there's no script. NOQ is the code that you use. Go to MyPillow.com, put in that code, and you'll get the maximum discount, the highest possible discount. But most importantly, you'll be helping us. You'll be helping this guy, okay, this patriot, this awesome guy, an all-American company at MyPillow, and, of course, Knock Report and the J.D. Rucker Show. God bless you, and sleep well like this guy. There we go. All right. So tell us about this conservative cause that this event exemplifies or represents as far as fighting the establishment.
Well, it's actually a legit fight. The line's been drawn. And I will actually send you the article that our local news. This isn't a theoretical fight. So when this event was planned by an outside producer, his name is Eric Carroll. You may know him. He has a show about father's rights. He's a big podcast. And he's put on this amazing event. Well, because of the political landscape that is Horry County and Chad Caton and others, they thought that we were running this. Now, if we come back to the GOP, SCGOP chairman race, Oreide County that we took over as the party voted in their delegates to replace Drew McKissick. Drew has been irate ever since. So he actually came out in a state newspaper and stated that we are going to build shadow groups for these rogue Republican. So we're rogue Republican parties now because we beat them in elections. We're rogue. And the party switched hands as far as leadership, Tracy Beans being one of them. And now because of that, the SCGOP is having a, which I believe they're copyrighting the crap out of everything. They're calling it the CPAC of the South, which I'm sure CPAC's not too happy about that. And they're saying it's the new Rock the Red, which I found myself in the news with General Flynn when an Antifa guy protester tried to arrest General Flynn. Since then, the founder or the runner, the person that runs Rock the Red, Presley Stutz, has died. And so now they're trying to grab it and use it here. So they're doing a 3-day event of training people on how to be grassroots conservatives. They're not even saying who is training them, but they want you to pay a ton of money. And those speakers that they have approved right now or that has said they're going to do it is Rance Priebus, Rhino, Rick Perry, Rhinesh, and you have Tim Scott. We're not allowed to talk about him. He's African American. So it comes down to what it is, you know, they say, and then if you, and I'll send you some of these emails, you will laugh, JD, because I know your sense of humor now from Oreide County. You've laughed at a lot of our stuff. I'll send it to you. And the chair is actually putting out all these emails asking for people to buy tickets. And what they're doing is they're actually making it look like Donald Trump's coming. By saying
you're making it look like Trump's coming.
Yeah, they say invited Donald Trump, invited Tom or Ted Cruz, invited Kristi Noem. But the way it's written, it makes it look like they're all going to be there. And maybe they will. I don't frankly know. I'm told that Trump is going nowhere near that place. But we all think we have somebody close to Trump and we don't. So it is what it is. But the idea that this was put on top of this great event with Diamond and Silk and the other speakers and doing this for veterans, they're not giving anything to veterans. They're not doing anything for except to progress the SCGOP and to try to destroy those of us in the HCGOP, the Oreide County GOP, because we didn't vote for him. He's a petulant child and a bitch. And I'll say it right here to everybody. He needs to be removed. And Mother McDaniel, you need to pay attention to your chairs.
Hold on real quick. I've just got to take this real quick. Hey, yep. Don, are you going to be in South Carolina next week? No? No? Okay.
There we go.
Okay, just checking. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Make America great again. I got it. All right, brother. Take care.
Thank you, JD.
Okay, so I just confirmed.
He's not coming. And you know what? If he does, he will hurt himself in South Carolina because I've actually, and I've started putting it out there that, ladies and gentlemen, on those 3 days, we have the Rhino Roundup coming to Myrtle Beach. And the thing is, ultimately, I like these other groups doing things. I like the Women Republican of Oreide County. You know, they're always trying to make us look bad. But at the same time, they're out there registering. They're not registering women of Republican Party. They're registering Republicans. So by what we did in our reorg, by essentially taking over the HCGOP, we've actually lit a fire under the establishment to try to make us look bad. But by doing that, they're progressing our conservative agenda. So I win either way. We win either way. The sad part is the vitriol and the blood sport, as we call it here in Oreide County, the ugly, ugly, ugly. I actually have a lady named Jerry McDaniel, who is the director here in Oreide County for Trump for, I think, 4 or 5 months till she was removed. And she's rode that for a long time. And she actually was out there on Facebook after I went to Miami and Durrell. And I had a picture of Sheriff Clark. I said, South Carolina, look for him soon because we want to bring him here. She went on another guy's page and said, I need Sheriff Clark's number. She wants to tell him to stay away from us. This is what's going on around here. And that's why the SCGOP, the establishment, is so petulant and so disgusting that they want to try to ruin our event. For what? To hurt veterans? To hurt first responders? This is the sickness that we have in our GOP.
You've got Diamond and Silk. You've got Kim Klasick. Clearly, they're racists.
clearly, they're well. Clearly. You know what, Danny? Let's put it out there. I don't care.
Yeah, clearly they're obviously racists.
I'm not a big fan of. Yeah, Rance Priebus, great guy, right? Why would Donald Trump be in the same building with that moron?
Well, because you know they cut deals back in the day, and he had to be chief of staff for a bit just to get his credentials so he could go do something else. It was, you know, I mean, let's face it. If I love Donald Trump, but he was not always the best when it came to selecting people to surround himself with, you know, I mean, let's call it what it is. He picked some pretty anti-Trump people to be working with him. And Priebus is one of them. I have one more question. I'm going to give you carte blanche to say it as to explain it as long and as well as you need. But before we do that, I want to figure out how people find you. I know that you're on Twitter, you're on CloudHub, you have websites. Where can my listeners find Chad?
We really, really, CloudHub is really working with us closely, giving us that because it's not censored and they've given us a channel. They've made us an influencer, which I'm excited about. And CloudHub, you can find us under I'm Fired Up or the Thug Army Patriots. On Twitter, this is my one, two, three. This is my third Twitter. It's under Thug Army Patriots or I'm Fired Up. We still have our show page, which has all of my old shows on it because we pulled the Candace Owens defense against Facebook and it worked. But we don't show up in feeds. They won't let me invite. I can't monetize. I mean, all that good stuff. But we're actually still growing, which is hilarious. And they kicked some 10,000 people off of it. But I'm Fired Up on Facebook. You can find it. It's my logo with my hair on fire and headphones. And then we're the same on Instagram. I'm Fired Up 2 or I'm Fired Up Show. And then our website is imfiredupshow.com.
Gotcha. Perfect.
And we're updating the website as we speak because we're hoping we can get that new relaunch. The problem is, and this is funny, I'm in my home studio right now and I used to do the show from here. My brother is the director of operations for Spectrum, which does our cable. And my show kept getting throttled. And I thought it was Facebook. Come to find out, I have a hacker that is being paid by the establishment here to make sure my show can't get out. So if I have an established set time show a set day, they will throttle the heck out of my show and I can't do it. And so I am trying to, I've never tried to monetize anything. And we're trying to get some money put together so that we can get an office, get a T1. I've actually got talked to PC Matic, Robert Chang, who said, I'll lock it down like the Pentagon, you know, who does the commercials when I was on radio. And we're trying to figure out how to find that sponsor that wants to get behind a truth and somebody that doesn't believe in email campaigns. I'd rather show up at the state house or county council. I spoke at county council last night for a boondoggle over a road that's being done by the establishment and we killed it. So, you know, it's like I say after every show, and I believe this to my core. Every show I finish, show up, stand up, speak up. It's your republic. Fight for it. You do one of those three, you're in the fight. And that's what you need to do when people like us are out there trying to bring about change, positive change. And I think we all
gotta stay in the fight. Absolutely.
Stay in the fight.
So this is my 30-second clip. So I got to hurry. Can't waste any time. Freedom Phone. I've got one. Works great. It's keeps everything private and all that good stuff. And you can get it for $50 off if you use promo code MAGA, M-A-G-A. We all know what that stands for. And yes, we were blessed to be able to get that particular promo code. Easy to remember, $50 off. Go to freedomphone.com. Use promo code MAGA. Buy yourself a Freedom Phone. Get away from Google and Facebook and all the big tech tyrants that are tracking your every move, selling your data. Oop, my 30 seconds are up. Thanks. So my last question for you, and again, take as much time as you need, because I know this is a very detailed and important topic. You are establishing yourself. You keep talking about reorg. You keep talking about local, local, local. There's a lot of people out there. And I would say, unfortunately, we'll call it the entirety of the left and probably at least 50% of the right who believe that the flow of power from, you know, in this nation is from top to bottom, that you got, you know, you've got the president that calls the shots and Congress and the Senate and the and the Supreme Court, and then you got governors and stuff like that. And there's this misunderstanding that our Constitution does allow us as a people, as individuals, to have much, much, much more control over what happens in our lives. And the way that we do that is through local. You know, it's funny that everybody knows who the president of the United States is. I'm not sure if the president of the United States actually knows that he's president of the United States when he wakes up in the morning, but
you know, he takes his pills.
Yeah, most people know his name at the very least, and yet they don't know who their city councilman is. They don't know who their state legislators are. They don't know who runs the local GOP or the state GOP. They couldn't tell you the name of their state senator. Okay, and I'm thinking to myself that this is where the real seat of power is, as far as what directly affects you, you know, what's happening in your life, what, you know, the taxes that you pay, the ordinance that you're forced to follow, whether or not you have to wear a face mask, whether or not your kids have to wear face masks. These are determined not by Biden, not by the Supreme Court. These are determined by your local officials. And as Republicans, we have done a very, excuse my French, but we've done a piss poor job of taking control of our school boards, of our state legislators, of our state GOP, of our state parties, as well as the localized parties. So this being a specialty of yours, take as much time as you need. Tell us, you know, the short version, I guess you could say, because I know that you could talk about this for hours. Tell us the short version of what people need to do to organize and to reorg.
Perfect. Thank you for asking that question, because over the last 5-6 years, we have really dove into all of this, and I'm strategic. You know, I everything for me is Art of War. If you ever get an email from me, and it's my favorite out of Art of War from Sun Tzu, is if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you can fight 100 battles without fear. The most important word in that statement is fear. And people want to be angry is one thing, but they want to blame things, right? We want to blame Joe Biden. We want to blame Nancy Pelosi. And trust me, those are easy things to do. But what I challenge all of your listeners to do is to look within themselves. What are you doing to stop it? And it will probably come back to fear. If we get rid of fear as the conservative party and as citizens, okay, we can't be stopped. I am fearless. I fear the Lord our God and Elizabeth Caton, my wife. That's it. That is it. I'm not scared of anything because I'm right with God, and I've given my body, my soul to this fight. Now, that's an ideology a lot of people can't get behind. I also don't have children. That's why I fight as hard as I do, and I put myself out a little bit farther in the tip of that spear because I believe I'm fighting for your children or their children. I believe in what this country is and the dumbness of the American flag and the apple pie, as simplistic as that may be. But how do we fix it? Yes, Washington is the biggest dumpster fire you've ever seen in your life. It's hard. I'm a fireman. Trust me, I've been hit by a car because of all the looky-loos when they're driving by a wreck. You want to watch the dumpster fire. You want to watch the car wreck. But none of them got out and helped us pull somebody out of a car. That's not their job. I understand that. But if we look at our politics as that wreck on the side of the road, and instead of looking over to see if you can see something gory or something interesting. What happens if you pull your car off to the side and you get out and help? That's 2 more hands, maybe 4 more hands, maybe 6 people in your car. You know, it's numbers. That's why I say show up. If 10,000 people show up at the state house and I say we want to wear yellow on Friday, I don't think the governor is going to argue with us. It's just what it is. That's how these people are put in power. And fear, we come back to the word fear. And it was said, when you fear your government, instead of the government fearing the people, you've lost the republic. Again, fear shows us the way. Lose the fear and you can get there. Now, fear can be dictated on the concept of losing your job because of a vaccination mandate. I don't want to do that to my children. I've got 2 years to retire. I've got this. I've got that. That's fear. Those are valid reasons. Those are very, very valid reasons. But in its minutia, how do you still stand your ground? Is it not important for your children that you're actually looking to and saying that I need to provide for them, that you're screwing? Because you didn't die on a very important ideological hill. This is our rights. This is what's important to us. And it may be our lives, depending on what you listen to in regards to vaccination. This is a scary time in our life. And I recognize all of you. And I am by no means the most fearless or toughest guy out there. It's not about being tough. It's about knowing who you are, what is right and wrong, and fighting for it. That's all this is about. And if we do that as a society, and I always bring in Democrats because, look, I think the liberal left is about, and it's been the worst SNL skit for the longest time. We need to stop it. We need to cancel this show right now. But I've laughed at it a lot. You and I are pundits. We go out there and we say stuff on Twitter and then we get a lot of likes and it's great. But your children aren't better for it. We need to do what's important, just like they did when they dressed up as Indians and they hit the Boston Harbor. You don't think they were scared? You don't think the colonists that were here were scared to death when 3% of them decided to go up against the entire English military? That's why I like being a Wolverine. Because I have nothing to lose. Because I'm right with God. And I'll burn my own house down to make a point. Especially when it's in the guise of the people. And that's what we have to do. We have to relinquish the concept of fear and understand exactly what this country is about. Go listen to the Star Spangled Banner. Go sit out in somebody's yard and look at that American flag. Learn what those stars are about. Understand the sacrifices that have gone behind it. And do you really want to sit back because of fear and not be a voice? I wish everybody would press the live and say, let's go, Brandon. I really do. It's one of the dumbest things, but the most poignant things that's going around this country right now. And I believe these colleges, I believe that, you know, people that are saying it, and I saw three little kids that did the Dirt Nationals for a race, and the little kid in the camouflage, they said to do the, let's start your engines. And he stood in the middle and he said, let's start your engines, all three of them. And then he leaned into the microphone and said, let's go, Brandon. That's my kid. I don't have any children, but that would be my kid. And I'm telling you, I couldn't be prouder to know that that kid exists, because that gives me hope. And if we don't understand that hyper-local and stop watching the dumpster fire in Washington, like I said, I didn't understand how we have a moron like Tom Rice end up being our congressman. Two things. Apathy. Biden's not killing this country. Apathy is killing this country. And for those of you that don't feel like looking that up real quick, that means you're not doing anything. That means you're just saying, oh, politics is too stressful for me. But you'll go watch Days of Our Lives because you like that drama. But you don't like the real life drama that's going to affect you in your pocketbook, your house, your freedom, your children, your health. These are things that are real. And if you don't get off your ass and if you don't start to understand who the right people that are out there trying to protect the very flag that's flying in my front yard, or for that matter, 4th of July, so it doesn't turn into a new holiday so that we can make everybody happy. And I'm pissing next to a woman who's dressed as a man. It doesn't, isn't supposed to be that way. And if we don't get off of our proverbial patukas, we're done. The Republic will be lost. And when you are sitting at your house, the guy that you're listening to right now will probably be the guy that comes and takes your crap, because it becomes the survival of the fittest. This is human understanding. I am a beast. I shoot well. I fight well. I do those for a reason. But by your apathy, you're putting your family in bigger targets. But if you join in our ideology, now you stand next to me. And we come back to exactly what I said to you, JD, in the beginning. We keep those barrels cold. We stay a civilized society, and we take back America.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. That's exceptionally well said. And that's why, you know what, I rolled the dice. I said, you know what, I'm just going to give him 10 minutes, 20 minutes to say whatever he needs to say. And you delivered. You delivered exactly as it needed to be delivered. Hyper-local.
Not bad for a thug.
Well, it's funny because, you know, here's the sad part is that we have so many people out there that are like, oh yeah, you know, I can't wait. Civil war, you know, they're not going to know what hit them. And I'm thinking to myself, these are the guys that aren't real warriors. These guys, you know, they play Call of Duty maybe, but that's about that's it. Right.
Exactly. You know,
maybe they've gone up to them all the time before.
Have you ever been with your weapon and heard another round hit a piece of concrete behind you. We'll see who the warriors are. And the thing is, you think we're going to line up and shoot at each other. We're not. I'm going to be in a ghillie suit. And guess what? I just took all of your food. I took all of your provisions from looking like a bush. You never saw it coming. And there's not, I'm not the only one. There's guys way better than me. And the thing is I want to go into secession because I'm starting to see that a lot now. It's different states are talking about wanting to secede from the Union. I didn't take that oath. I took the oath of these United States. We are a world power. We are the world power. We are the just and moral understanding of the world right now because of that. Secession is dumb. And any of you states that actually think that secession, other than maybe Texas and California, you will die a very slow, slow third world death because all the states around you will shut you down. If the U.S. government wants to fly over your place and drop a bunch of yuck on your crops or whatever they need to, you're done. Secession is not the idea. It is not that line you want to draw in the sand. And we win this by being these United States of America, not individuals. Individuals don't accomplish much, but a team can accomplish a lot. And we are the majority, period. So I'm glad I got to get to say that.
Absolutely.
Glad I did it for you. Stress me out, JD. Stress me out.
Well, I mean, if like I said in the beginning, I wanted something non-controversial.
I actually kept it pretty non-controversial. I stayed more to the ideology than I didn't have an unfired up moment on your show. I don't think they're ready for that yet. But
you did call Priebus a bitch. So there's
he is that. A bitch. I mean, that's no. I called Drew McKissick our state.
Oh, chair. Drew, right.
He's a petulant bitch.
That yeah, I get the various rhino bitches confused sometimes. Very good, sir. Very good. Sir. Thank you so much for coming on.
And if I could, just everybody, go to I'm Fired Up, of course. All of our load would be great. I'm not about that. Right now, I want to make some veterans' lives happier and better and win and show the rhinos and the good old boys here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're not walking into the Independent Republic of Horry County and think you're going to take us over. This is our house, period. Join it. Go to iPledgeAllegianceTour.com. And if you can sponsor a table for veterans and first responders or come, I'd love to meet you all.
Definitely go there. Check that out, Mr. Chad Caton. Thank you, sir. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless you.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.